Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Audio courtesy of College Football on Fox.
Kenny, what's up?
Away you go.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I didn't go to Ohio State. You did. Today the floor is yours. It is yours.
Oh, I don't think it's just the Ohio State alumni who are upset today.
Or yeah, the Ohio the State show, boosters. On the show, you're the one who went to Ohio State. Yeah, you're the one who's still an Ohio State fan. I think that for me to sit there and espouse my opinions on Ryan Day and his future in the non-action during the melee at the end of the game, pepper spray being used for crying out loud, I really think you should go ahead and get some things off your chest. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. I don't know. Maybe
I just kind of think I was ahead on this. You could just rerun my commentary from last year or the year before. Everybody's a little later to the party than I was. That's fine. The water's warm. Get on in. After the game. So we are at a bar. I got my sister in town.
Yeah, you are.
She was with a bunch of her friends. And we were kind of just in disbelief the whole fourth quarter because it had gotten to the point where I had already, you know me, I made up my mind on Ryan Day a few years ago.
Yes, you did.
I guess people always say, well, what if he beats Michigan? And I'm like, well, I assumed he was going to beat Michigan because this was by far in the Ryan Day this last 5 years, this was the worst Michigan team. They had no quarterback. They after with injuries, their stud tight end didn't play. The best defensive player they have was not out there, was not able to give it a go. So you were going up against a very wounded version of a team that was wounded anyway, a team that was supposed to be, you know, basically a 6-loss team, 20-point dogs. It hadn't been that way in this game for so many years. And this was supposed to be a romp. And so by halftime, I'm like, all right, Ohio State's going to win this game, but it's still very ugly, and I haven't changed my stance on Ryan Day at all. Then the fourth quarter happened. The fourth quarter. And I knew, and we had kind of primed, I think, everybody on Wednesday. I had said, look, there's one aspect of this game that I'm a little surprised the line is what it is, mm-hmm. because rarely do you see a mismatch in college football where one team has a decided edge in an area that's pretty important. And in this case, that edge was their defensive line against your offensive line. And I was a little worried about that. Not so, I want to be clear, not so worried I thought we would lose the game. But as the third quarter, as the ball control, Michigan, even though they couldn't, they could barely move the ball. What was their one touchdown drive? Was 2 yards. Like, it wasn't like Michigan. Like, I could go back into the annals of those years where Michigan upset you, and it was Bianca Batuka, or it was Desmond Howard on his way to a Heisman Trophy, or Charles Woodson. Like, they had guys that were signature players in the rivalry. Michigan didn't have any of that on Saturday, and they still beat you.
Yeah.
They still humiliated you, and you were at home.
Yeah.
And you were healthy, and you had the $20 million roster. You have all the money that was spent for Ryan Day, all the money that was spent for Chip Kelly, all the money invested in Brian Hartline, all the money invested by those boosters, the resources that were given because Michigan beat you last year, because Michigan went and won a national championship. And I am sitting there, I got to be honest, mad. We've been beyond mad. I was mad 3 years ago. I was mad 2 years ago. I was outraged a year ago because of the stakes and because Michigan ends up winning the national championship. That happened on Ryan Day's watch. And I was told, don't worry, next year, the boosters are going to make it happen. The boosters are going to make it happen. Yeah, but who's the head coach? I kept coming back to that. The boosters didn't answer that question. Oh, we went and got Chip Kelly. All right, well, Chip Kelly used all his magical plays against Penn State and Indiana. That's where he feasted. But by the way, they went back to some of those plays. They went back to some of those plays, and Michigan was ready for them. Yeah, they were ready for him this time. So I'm staring there in disbelief, Kenny, at the end of the game, going, we in this storied rivalry, where we've had great tension, I mean great tension, between these two teams, scuffles that had broken out over the years that were supposed to be hallmarks of this rivalry. I've never been upset at teams getting into it. Little skirmishes here, little brawls there, little 15-yard penalties, flags. When it comes to guys getting maced on the football field after you get humiliated,
pepper spray,
like that, that was an all-time low moment in the rivalry. And I sat there and I said, what is our coach doing? What is our coach doing allowing this to get to this point? As he just stared, Fox cameras caught him two different times, just staring into oblivion. He was just completely gobsmacked. He had no reaction. He was as feckless a head coach as I could ever imagine. Can you imagine Woody Hayes allowing that to happen? He would have gone in there, and I can't say he'd be a peacemaker.
No.
I can't say he'd be the biggest peacemaker, but he would have gotten involved. I think Jim Tressel would have walked within five miles of that skirmish, and I actually think the Michigan players would have stopped. I think they would have bowed down and said, well, you know, the Senator's here. I think it wouldn't happen. Urban Meyer would have came on in and punted, you know, one of the special teams guys or something. But the seas would have parted.
Would have been
the end of it.
Allegedly.
In this case, well, maybe there would have been a co-ed rushing the field that, you know, would have had to run for her life. Either way.
Reckless speculation.
When all was said and done, what a symbolic moment in Ohio State history. Your head coach, who's just lost in the most agonizing fashion. What did they do in the fourth quarter? How many yards did they get? Did they even get a first down in the fourth quarter? On the last series, where teams always drive the ball up and down the field, did you get a yard? It was humiliating, and your head coach watched as your team waved the white flag once and for all. This era, four teams, that senior class. Remember, it was senior day. I remember great senior day moments. I remember Troy Smith coming out on senior day as an homage to Jim Tressel and the coach, getting that motor started, getting it going, and then them going out there and playing the game of the century, and it was incredible. And I saw this, and I saw a class that will end, what, 7 5-star recruits that class had, and they will end with zero golden pants. Zero. And yet all they talked about all year was Michigan, 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 Michigan. Not week of, can't say the term, can't have M's anywhere on campus because they spent so much time making sure to put their scarlet X's all over every single M on campus. Yeah, Kenny, you can make the case. John Cooper didn't care about the rivalry enough.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I almost think Ryan Day, in a performative way, cared about the rivalry so much that it was destined for them to pucker up in a close game. They knew once Michigan hit him in the mouth, they remembered, oh yeah, that's Michigan. They've owned us the last 3 years. We thought we would kick their asses, and this is a ball game in the third. Turtle up, because you know what's about to happen. Because those guys have it. Those are men. We are mercenaries. And Ohio State loses again. And yeah, we're going to the playoff. Congratulations. You think anybody is amped up about a playoff over there in Columbus? I think you have coaches that are calling their agents and trying to figure out where they're going next.
So I had three observations there. I think you just hit it right out of the park. Technically, I had four, but you just hit it right there. I thought that game was lost some point in the third quarter. Like a mosquito to a light. That's the way that game played out. Because I really was. I was just as shocked as Ryan Day. I'm not the head coach of the Ohio State University. He is. So I sat there on the couch at my buddy's house in disbelief. I go, I cannot believe they lost this game. I cannot believe. Axel's sitting there. And I ain't going to lie to you. I found myself rooting for him. I found myself rooting for Ohio State. Because he's sitting right next to me. He's an Ohio State fan. And so my buddy Brett is not an Ohio State fan. He is not. He and his wife, like, they're not even Michigan fans. They just wanted Michigan to win because they were underdogs. He doesn't care. They don't care. So I'm like, hey, shut up. The boy wants Ohio State to win. And because the boy wants Ohio State to win, in turn, I guess I want Ohio State to win. So there were things, and I'm watching the game, and I'm actively taking it in. And I'm going, they get that turnover at that goal line stand. And it was before the 3rd and 9, and I go, just don't throw it out of here. Just don't commit a stupid turnover. Out route, boom, picked off. I'm going, oh, my God. I can't. Okay, this is a stupid touchdown. It's going to be 7-3. I go, this is dumb. I go, you can get this back. And when they got that touchdown, they went right down the field like a minute left in the first half and got that touchdown to make it 10-10. I go, all right, that's it. And I'm getting texts from, like, I got Notre Dame fans who text me during the game and like, boy, they don't deserve to win this game. They're going to pull away, but this is stupid. This guy sucks as a head coach. And I go, I think you're right, but we'll see. And man, midway through the third quarter, I go, I'm getting a stealing feeling again about this game, boy. I'm getting a stealing feeling about this. And then they kick that field goal. I go, I cannot believe they're going to lose this game again. I can't believe it. I go, there was nobody. Teams take on at that level. You know, you talk about culture changers, guys who come in and their will is so strong, they change a culture over time. Ryan Day's changed the culture for the worse. Because he is a guy who constantly, and I mean underline the word, constantly punches down. Because I had to have this observation. There's a melee going on out there. I felt bad for Jack Sawyer. Jack Sawyer's made millions of dollars playing for Ohio State. I felt bad for Jack Sawyer. I go, this has to be the worst feeling ever. This has to be the worst feeling ever. And I did. I was one of the people go, no. You got 60 minutes to solve that. You didn't solve that. They're putting a flag out there on your field. You do something about it during the game. And next year, if you go up there and you finally do win the game, which, hell, I don't know if that's ever going to happen at this point, take your flag out there and go ahead and do it. Now, that's not what's going to happen. This is going to be outlawed because we have to get rid of all fun.
There's going to be no flags allowed anymore.
It will be out. They'll do their damnedest to get rid of field rushes. They'll do their damnedest to get rid of this. I'm wondering what they're going to do with, like, traveling trophies, like Paul Bunyan's axe or something like that. Are they going to keep it on the other sideline, or are they going to put it behind a goalpost somewhere so you don't have to rush across the other field for a sideline? Because I'm sure there's going to be something that pops up here over the next year or two. You can guarantee yourself that. But I did have this observation. As the melee's going on, and they show Sharon Moore, and he's jumping in the middle of it, shoving his guys back, get out of there. And they show Ryan Day, and I go, man, even that old man Lou Holtz, as elderly as he was, jumped in the middle of the fracas between Clemson and South Carolina. There are guys stomping each other out at the 50-yard line, and he is jumping in there. Old man Lou Holtz pushing people, get out of here. Get out of here. Knock this off right now. Lou Holtz, I think in his final game as a head coach in college football, was doing that. Even Lou Holtz did it. I had this observation with you before the game. There are a lot of dogs out there that have the same outlook as Browns fans who call us up, who are in their 60s now. Because there are dogs named Brutus that have reached middle age now and have not seen Ohio State beat Michigan. Third thing is, you guys cross out every M, you can't find a W. That's it. That's my cheap shots for the day. That's it.
They deserve them. They deserve every cheap shot you would ever have.
Really, I am shocked at what I saw. And I can sit there in disbelief on a couch in Poland, Ohio. I ain't the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. They never will be. You had a $20 million roster. You told everybody how much this game meant to you. And you went out there and it was almost manifest destiny that you fell in this football game again. And I've never heard, I mean, you listen to that crowd in the background, the visceral booing, the reaction, the anger that they had. This was going to be a coronation. You're a 23-point favorite. That's it. Go out there. My question was for a lot of folks, and you remember, you had that person who called you who knows the NFL implicitly, and they were going, hey, man, I got to watch that Michigan off that defensive line. It's like, yeah, okay, well, still, it's probably going to be tough sledding. But they're still not going to lose that game. Ohio State's going to win that game. My question was, can they win it by enough? Like, if they would have won the game 13-10, would that have been enough, or would people still be calling up about Ryan Day? Probably that. But you lost that game. That's it. That's it, man. I don't know what Nick's going to say this afternoon. I hope he comes up with a convincing argument. That's it, man. You can't lose that game 4 years in a row like that.
I think
not with that roster, not with those expectations, not against 6-5. Look at how different you look at Sharon Moore right now. Is he 2-0 against, technically?
He's right.
2-0 against Ohio State. That was a 7-5 campaign where they go into the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
And they're okay. Loading up. And they're guess loading what? Up. They are loading up. And Ohio State, they've got it now.
All right.
It's a weird situation, and this happened to Michigan last year. And pay attention to this, because while Michigan's loading up and you're hearing about their NIL, their big fundraising efforts, now Ohio State is kind of in a weird purgatory. The playoff teams are at a disadvantage. I know Dan Wetzel wrote about this a lot last year. Is he coming on with us today at 9
yep,
o'clock?
9 o'clock, Dan Wetzel.
Ohio State, there are going to be some players that, A, for Ohio State are going to be sitting like bench players that are like, should we leave? We're getting offers. Could we go somewhere else and play immediately? And they're going to be at kind of a tough spot recruiting-wise while Michigan's going to be loading for bear. And so pay attention to that. Pay attention to some of the names that Ohio State could be losing over the course of this playoff situation. But it's dark. That was as dark a Saturday as I could remember. And I remember those 90s. I mean, I was a little young, but I remember those 90s years. Yeah. And that was as dark because you were supposed to win. And you didn't get beat by Bianca Batuka this time. You didn't get beat by Charles Woodson or Desmond Howard. You got beat by a bunch of no-namers. They kicked your ass. And then they celebrated and planted a flag at midfield while guys were getting maced and your coach did nothing.
Mason Graham was one-legging it. He was like the guy from Monty Python.